Sometimes when a conflict erupts somewhere around the world, young men will volunteer for the war effort. That was the case for Milt. But his story is far larger than one man simply signing up to head to Vietnam. It's today's edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Milt Tarotti is quick to tell you this story is not about him, and that's true, but you do need to know a bit of his background.
I was a school teacher in Minnesota, married, and we had a child, and I came home from teaching history class at Duluth Central, and I told Jan, I want to find out if I could lead men in combat.
So Milt followed up on what he felt led to do.
The Vietnam War was going on, hippies were running wild on the streets. I decided to give it a shot. I went to basic training, $67 a month with a wife and child, and as a private E-1.
He was a convoy commander in the Central Highlands. He went on to serve in the military for 26 years. Milt was also a successful businessman, but he had a pastime, if that's the right word, that remains an important part of his life today.
Then I started to get back into writing veteran oral histories as a different way for the veterans to express what they couldn't tell their families. You'll always hear people say, well, my grandpa or my dad and my uncle would never talk about the military, but they talked to me.
At the time of my interview with Milt, he had recorded and written 122 stories for veterans, with several more in the pipeline, so to speak. He never charges to do this. People just find him, he says.
We just talk, and we develop a relationship, and then that relationship allows them to develop the trust in me that they have that I will record their stories the way they want it, without embellishment.
When I tell you that this has been a lifelong passion for Milt, that is very true. For next time, I'm going to tell you the first veteran he interviewed and how old he was at the time. It's quite a story. Tomorrow, as we travel the countryside in St. Joseph, Missouri, I'm Andrew McRae.